What has come before. Wars, as a rule, fall within the compass of history. They mark the pitch of competing powers, the end of some, and the ascendancy of others, the ebb and flow of dominance across the ages. But there is a war that men have waged for so long, they have forgotten the languages they first used to describe it. A war that makes mere skirmishes out of the destruction of tribes and nations. There is no name for this war. Men cannot reference what transcends the short interval of their comprehension. It began when they were little more than savages roaming the wilds, in an age before script or bronze. An ark, vast and golden, toppled from the void, scorching the horizon, throwing up a ring of mountains with the violence of its descent. And from it crawled the dread and monstrous Inkoroi, a race who had come to seal the world against the heavens and so save the obscenities they called their souls. The non-men held sway in those ancient days, a long-lived people that surpassed men not only in beauty and intellect, but in wrath and jealousy as well. With their Ishroi heroes and Kuya mages, they fought titanic battles and stood vigilant during epical truces. They endured the Inkoroi weapons of light. They survived the treachery of the Aporetics, who provided their foe with thousands of sorcery-killing Korae. They overcame the horrors their enemy crafted to people his legions, the Srank, the Bashrag, and most fearsome of all, the Raku. But their avarice at last betrayed them. After centuries of intermittent war, they made peace with the invaders in return for the gift of ageless immortality, a gift that was in fact a fell weapon, the plague of wombs. In the end, the non-men hunted the Inkoroi to the brink of annihilation. Exhausted, called of their strength, they retired to their underworld mansions to mourn the loss of their wives and daughters and the inevitable extinction of their glorious race. Their surviving mages sealed the Ark, which they had come to call Min Oroikus, and hid it from the world with devious glamours. And from the eastern mountains, the first tribes of men began claiming the lands the non-men had abandoned, men who had never known the yoke of slavery. Of the surviving Ishroi kings, some fought, only to be dragged under by the tide of numbers, while others simply left their great gates unguarded, bared their necks to the licentious fury of a lesser race. And so human history was born, and perhaps the nameless war would have ended with the fading of its principles. But the Golden Ark still existed, and the lust for knowledge has ever been a cancer in the hearts of men. Centuries passed, and the mantle of human civilization crept along the great river basins of Iarwa and outward, bringing bronze where there had been flint, cloth where there had been skins, and writing where there had been recital. Great cities rose to teeming life. The wilds gave way to cultivated horizons. Nowhere were men more bold in their works, or more overweening in their pride, than in the north, where commerce with the non-men had allowed them to outstrip their more swarthy cousins to the south, in the legendary city of Sauglish. Those who could discern the joints of existence founded the first sorcerous schools. As their learning and power waxed, a reckless few turned to the rumors they had heard whispered by their non-men teachers. Rumors of the great Golden Ark. The wise were quick to see the peril, and the schoolmen of Mangeka, who coveted secrets above all others, were censured and finally outlawed. But it was too late. Min Oroikus was found, occupied. The fools discovered and awakened the last two surviving Inkoroi, Alrax and Alrang, who had concealed themselves in the labyrinthine recesses of the Ark. And at their hoary knees the outlaw schoolmen learned that damnation, the burden that all sorcerers bore, need not be inevitable. They learned that the world could be shut against the judgment of heaven. So they forged a common purpose with the twin abominations, a consult, and bent their cunning to the aborted designs of the Inkoroi.